Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekend discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
My guest today is Miguel Ferrer. Miguel, how are you? Good day.
I'm terrific, thank you.
Miguel is the chairman of UBS here in Puerto Rico. He's been in this industry 50 years. Right, Miguel?
50 years, 46 with UBS.
He has the great advantage of tremendous experience and can look back as what we have done and has a big picture of what we can do. And Miguel, you gave an excellent presentation at San Juan Rotary about 6 or 7 weeks or 2 months ago. And I was very interested in your very positive attitude towards that. So what is Miguel doing right now, the elder statesman, in terms of thinking about what Puerto Rico needs to do in order to develop our economy?
Well, the first thing we have to realize is that Puerto Rico once, in the 40s and 50s into the 60s, was the envy of the democratic world, of the capitalist world. We were number one in everything, in growth, whatever. We were a marvel. We were the first page in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Business Week, whatever. And that luster has been lost because we have kept too long a model, an economic model that worked then, but that through, because of globalization, is no longer a valid model. And we have to change that model, and we have to insert ourselves into the global marketplace if we're going to be successful. And to do that, we need to do certain things which are a necessity. For instance, the first thing we need to do is realize that for us to be a country that attracts entrepreneurs and capital and professionals, we have to have a tax, maximum tax level, which is at least the average of the hemisphere in which we operate. That number is 25%. If we have a maximum rate, either corporate or individual, of more than 25%, we are not really a hospitable place to settle. And why is that so important? Because Puerto Rico, over the last 5-6 years, has depleted its capital base. I estimate that we have lost a market value of capital in Puerto Rico of around $100 billion. Billions with a B. That's a lot of money. That was probably the accumulated profits and growth of the last 20 years. They're gone. So we need capital, and we need also to bring in either Puerto Ricans that are now successful in the States that emigrated from Puerto Rico, or foreigners to settle in Puerto Rico, to bring with them not only the capital that they have taken away, but also their talent.
But the tax exemption world that we have seen, which is effective right now, about 4 or 5%, for attracting these investors, which of course is for specific kinds of things like manufacturing and export. You want to go beyond that.
We need to tackle the side of the economy which has not been tackled, which is the large economy. We have been, over the years, giving exemption to specific manufacturing and certain services and certain things.
Right.
And we've done that quite well. But we have totally avoided handling the rest of the economy, which is a huge economy. There's no reason for Google not to be in Puerto Rico. There's no reason for Facebook not to be in Puerto Rico. And on and on and on. In the last 12 or 14 years, we have not had one single corporation that has opened in Puerto Rico to service the world from Puerto Rico. We have always had companies that come to Puerto Rico to do consumer selling in Puerto Rico, and we have some manufacturing. But we've missed the big economy. That economy, you have to have maximum rates that are competitive with the hemisphere you're in. 25% is the magic number. It's not 27, it's not 30, it's not 32, it's 25.
Okay.
And the same with individuals. If you notice what has happened in Puerto Rico, that we're fast becoming a poor and old nation. the immigration of professionals into the States is young youth. We're keeping the older fellows and the poor fellows. So notice that 26,500 individuals in Puerto Rico, which is 2% of the taxpayers, pay 42% of all individual taxes. 26,500. You cannot run an economy with 26,500. To resolve that problem, you need to import back 26,500 Puerto Ricans that probably live in Florida, in Orlando. If you did that, we would increase revenues to Hacienda by $1.2 billion. If we could match the ones that are here with the ones that aren't here,
right,
we would have no deficit. So the question is, why are they not here? Well, because there's no opportunities. Why are there opportunities? We haven't created the climate, the economic climate, to create opportunities. If you look at Puerto Rico and you exclude the manufacturing operations that export their products, there's very few, handful of corporations that are exporters. You cannot run a country of 3,700,000+ people, less than 3.8 million in Puerto Rico, Puerto Ricans. You cannot run a country for those people. You have to have an economy that is global oriented, because we're not competitive otherwise. So
as a person who advises companies, local companies all the time in terms of financing and all, what have you seen in terms of their reluctance or inability or the obstacles for them to grow? The vasallos, the goyas, they're so small.
The goyas happens to be the exception.
We're both in agreement that those are exceptions, and we need hundreds like that. What are the obstacles? Okay, what are the cultural obstacles that you have seen?
If you see how Puerto Rico developed, the Puerto Rican economy developed under Teodoro Moscoso with the Muñoz Marín doctrines and all that, it was an economy to substitute imports, and we did that quite well. We substituted a lot of imports with local product, but there was never a thrust to export. Right? That never happened, right? We had concreteras to do concrete in Puerto Rico. We had glass to do glass in Puerto Rico. Insular culture to do things for Puerto Rico never transcended, for instance, what happened in Hong Kong. Hong Kong was an export nation. Singapore is an export nation. We were never export nation except in the manufacturing side of the manufacturing plants that came here with the purpose of exporting to their parents, right? So it's a cultural thing, and we need to change that. And one of the ways to change that is to bring in people that are in that business with that mindset, so that they can help us lead the way, and we can change our culture into an export culture. To me, we need to bring in professionals with the talent and the know-how of exporting, bring into Puerto Rico so we can learn from them how to turn around and be an export nation, because that's our salvation. We need to address ourselves to the 7 billion population of the world, not to the 3.7 million in Puerto Rico. And to do that, we need to first have a very hospitable business climate. The first thing is to reduce taxes. Second thing is to create this tsunami of interest in exporting.
When I've looked back and as a Puerto Rico business person, and one of the things with experiences, the ones that have broken out, I interviewed my brother-in-law Matoño Mato Santos, who's gone from distribution to them producing in China, and these examples of people going beyond and start to look towards manufacturing and producing and doing, cultivating in our lands much more than we had before. But there's a reluctance. I mean, they're seeing, when you look at the Puerto Rico entities that you help finance, what do you see you say cultural, but bringing it down to more concrete terms, what are the things that are missing? It's not that they don't know. It's like a person who's fat doesn't know how to get thin, but for some reason they don't get thin. They don't think about it.
It's not in their planning. They are not saying, okay, I'm going to do this because I'm going to sell in China or in India or in Brazil or whatever. They're thinking, I'm going to do this because I'm going to sell in Rio Piedras and Caguas. So this mindset to do global thinking and planification to get there, I don't think exists here. There have been some examples of people that have tried unsuccessfully to export service in Puerto Rico. But there are very few that have not been successful because very few have ventured. Yeah. Yep. Very, very few. So it's not in the normal thought. And I've been with promoters and entrepreneurs discussing this. And you know, their answer is, well, let me first do it in Puerto Rico, then we'll think about that later. And that immediately avoids the planification. So it's probably never gonna happen. Because when you have to have a different view to organize yourself if you're gonna be a global player. But I think that if we had enough success stories of people that came here and did it from Puerto Rico, I'm sure that would be the breakthrough of Puerto Rico. Say, wait, 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 if he can do it, I can do it. That's what we need. We need to do that. We need to bring in people here. Now, where are they coming from? Look, as I mentioned in the speech I made the other day, out there are thousands of successful foreign entrepreneurs that are seeking to move into the States, and will. Thousands become U.S. citizens every year. They bring with them their talent, their expertise, and their capital. Puerto Rico could offer those investors, those people, a better place for them to reside, because if they moved into Puerto Rico vis-a-vis the United States, and became U.S. citizens in Puerto Rico, they would have a tremendous advantage in that they would be exempt from federal state taxes forever, as if they were born in Puerto Rico. That is a huge, enormous benefit that Puerto Rico has never utilized to attract that talent to Puerto Rico.
And I think there's, in the visa area, I think there's been some liberalization, right?
Well, right now, in most states, in the United States, they have programs to attract foreigners into their states. And as I understand it, if a foreigner invests $500,000 and generates three jobs, he has a immediate residence green card and accelerated process to citizenship. That would also apply in Puerto Rico. So
right,
if we wanted to really go out and really bring in the right entrepreneurs to Puerto Rico to help us become a global player, we would have an advantage over the rest of the world in accomplishing it, just that we haven't done it.
Right. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back in terms of, you know, why we haven't done it. I think we're going to take off from that.